Their self-esteem went up. Depression levels went down. Anxiety levels went down. And energy levels went up. All as a result. Now, she asked, did you do anything differently? Are you exercising more than you did before? No difference between the control group and the intervention group. The only difference was perception. Now, they may have worked harder. We don't know. It may be just the mind over body. We don't know. But the fact is, because they reframed, they reconstructed their experience from a chore. I have to, you know, clean 30 rooms a day, to this is exercise and it's good for me. That made all the difference, physically as well as psychologically. Here is an example of acute change. This is change that happens like a sledgehammer, and this is the Eureka experience. There's a lot of talk, a lot of research, a lot of interest in this area of the Eureka experience, the aha moment, the insight, so valuable, so important, and there is much misunderstanding about it. Because people think we suddenly have this insight. Not so. There's a whole process involved. And the process begins with immersion. This is when we prepare for the insight. This is when we learn. Howard Gardner has done a lot of work on extraordinary individuals throughout the world. And what he found is that generally, for people to become experts in a field, to become capital C creative in a field, they have to have invested in it at least 10 years of very hard work.